Yesterday we got into the questions. We have the position of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda differentiates between a Nizirut Mu'etet and a Nizirut Merubah, basically with regards to a Mitzorah. Mitzorah, where the Mishnah says a Mitzorah Chalut and a Mitzorah Musgar, Bisifro, are not Ole Min HaMinyan. They don't count. The days that you are a mitzvah, one is a mitzvah, one is in the process of taras, a mitzvah does not count towards the nizirut. So Rav Chisda qualified and says that's only by a nizirut mu'etet, only by a small nizirut, which we defined as any nizirut that has less than 30 days remaining, because the mitzvah is always, after the taras process of mitzvah, the mitzvah is always going to need 30 days to allow his hair to regrow. So if you have less than 30 days remaining, that's called nizirut mu'etet. But a nizirut merubah, excuse me, where you have more than 30 days remaining in your nizirut, that your days of mitzvah will count towards your nizirut. So that was the position of Rav Chisda. We had our first challenge so now maybe Rami Bar Chama. Yesterday we dealt with the question of Rami Bar Chama. We dealt with their complicated Mishnah, which is that a Nazir who is on his first day of his Nazirut had some bad luck and became a Safek Tamei Meis and a Safek Muchlat Mitzorah. I'll just point out, I didn't mention it yesterday because we had enough confusion, but that becoming a Safek Muchlat Mitzorah is very difficult. Exactly what the circumstances are not so clear, and I think the Rush even says Tzarchiyun and how that happens, because Mukhlat only is after a process of Musgar, that person's closed up, they're looking at it, how exactly you became a Suffolk Mukhlat on this exact day is not so clear. But the Gemara for Hagdil Torah B'Yadir says they became a Suffolk Tamei and a Suffolk Mitzorah on one day. Then we went through the Mishnah, who says that for 60 days, you are restricted from entering the Mikdash and eating Kodesh, and for 120 days you're restricted from eating, from drinking wine and from being Metameh Le Meitim. And if you have a longer Nizirut, if you have Nizirut of, which that part of the Mishnah does not undermine the position of Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda agreed in a Nazir Mu'etet that the days won't count. Our problem became in the second half, which is where the Mishnah says that when it's 1 year, if he took 1 year in Neder Nizirut, then he ends up having to wait 2 years to eat Kodesh and enter the Mikdash, and 4 years until he can eat, whether he can drink wine and be Metameh L'Meitim. Now this does come in to be a problem, this does become an issue for the position of Chisda. Now we have a Nizirut Miruba, we have a big Nizirut. In that case, when we came down to the second set, after the first 2 years, by definition, would have to be there, because he has to be Mitar himself from Mitzorah without violating the possibility of being a Nazir Mitara. But in the second set of 2 years, there's a possibility. If these days of Mitzorah counted towards the Nazirut, it would be sufficient for him to count 30 days and then cut his hair again. Because if his days counted, towards the Nazirut from the days of the Mitzorah, then now he only needs 30 more days for Gidul Sayar, and he can finish up. Or if he needed to do a Tiglakas Atumah, he can do that after 30 days. You can do a Tiglakas Atumah 30 days after you did the Tiglakas for the Tzaras. And therefore you'd only need to wait 2 years, 30 days. And after the 30 days, you wait a subsequent year for your Nizirut Vitara, in case you were also Tameh. Meaning that if those 30 days are your Tiglakas Atumah, then you need one more Tiglakas Vitara. You need a full Nizirut, because you couldn't count. Meaning that if you really are Tameh, then Yamim Rishonim Yiflu, and that would undermine the first days, and then despite Rav Chisda saying that it counts during Mitzorah, it won't help you, because if you're Tameh, you lose all the days that were beforehand, and you need to restart your Nizirut. So that was the question that we had on Rav Chisda's position, because our mission says 4 years, when according to Rav Chisda, it only needs to be 3 years and 1 month.
Wow. So what's the question of Chisda specifically?
The question of Rav Chisda is if you were Tahor, if you counted the days of the Mitzorah, right, versus if you don't count the days. If you don't get the Mishnah, it's not counting your days of Mitzorah, when it says 4 years. Because you did 2 years to get through your Taras of Mitzorah. Mm-hmm. Now what? Now either, if you were if there was no Tumah, why do you need another year to wait to cut your hair again? To just wait 30 days.
2 years and 30 days total.
What?
2 years, 30 days total.
Right, and then plus an additional year in case you were Tamei. But yes, that's the difference would be, right, say for instance there was no Tumah here. That's probably the best way to look at it. If there's no Tumah here, all right, then according to the Mishnah, you have to wait 3 years before you can drink wine and be Metamei LeMeitim, whereas according to Rafisa, she'll have to wait 2 years and 30 days. Not too much, easy to see the question, but having two men there adds an additional year, both for both perspectives. So that's the question of Rafisa. And now we moved on to the question of Ravashi, Meitim Ravashi. Ravashi has a challenge. Amli Eli, you make Tumashi, and Amli Olim Lom, and I mean, yeah. I only have his days of Tumah that don't count towards him. But now, the Torah never explicitly says that his Yimei Tumah are not only Momen Aminyan. The only thing the Torah does explicitly say is that Yimei Rishon Niflu. That, so, if your Tegakla Tumah is retroactively going to knock off the days, then Mimanov Shach, your days of Tumah are ain't holding low because they're not going to make a difference. Right, so now you may come tell me, Nine, how do I know that your days when you're a Mitzvah Mukhlat do not count towards them? But you know, right, we can draw a limud from Tumah to Taras. You may Tumah Migaleach Umevi Karban, just like when a Nazir becomes Tameh, he brings a Teglachasa Tumah, he does a Teglachasa Tumah and brings a Karban, you may Chaluto. And that Karban is an Hashem, Hashem Nazir. You may Chaluto, and when it comes to his being a Mitzvah Mukhlat, Migaleach, at the end of that period, of time, he is Megaleach Umevi Karban. That Karban is an Asham Mitzorah, right? My Yimei Tumato Ino Lomim Lomim Minyan, Ach Yimei Chaluto Ino Lomim Minyan. So if they run in parallel, if they work in the same way and they're functioning in the same way, just like the Yimei Tumah, do not Olim Lomim Minyan, so too, Yimei Chaluto Ino Lomim Minyan. So that's a Mare Mokom on or a Binyanav. That when you have this type of process, that the Ino Lomim Lomim Minyan, the Gemara says, well, no. Right, Tumah is unusual because it has retroactively it knocks it off. Right, so Marvi made Kaluto, Shame of Atel Behemeta Kodmi. You're talking about you made Kaluto that you're not retroactively. That's the limud we had, right, in the earlier on in the Masechta, right, by the Mishnah that said, it's Tamei, Tamei, Yomim Arishon Yiplu, Ki Tamei Rosh Nizro. Only one who is Tamei, right, is retroactively knocked off. One is not Tamei to the exclusion of Mitzorah Mukhlat or anybody else, so that this retroactive doesn't apply. So Amarta Kabachomer, sorry, but it is a Kabachomer, still a Kabachomer. Why is that? So if you think that that's the issue, the whole issue here has to do with that Nazir is always more chomer than Mukhlat, and therefore you can't learn out Mukhlat from Nazir, that's not true. Because even though retroactively the days of a Nazir fall away, nevertheless we see other kulot by a Nazir. And what's that kula? The Nazir takes a neder nazirut. We had this earlier on in the Masechta, in the first and the second paragraph. Yeah, the Nazir takes a neder nazirut in a cemetery. Right, so what he said there, that those days, you know, in Lomin Aminyan. Yet, when he leaves the cemetery, he does not need a Tiklachas HaTumah, because he's missing Hayamim HaRishonim Yiplu. There are no first days to fall away, so therefore he is not Tameh. When he leaves the, cemetery, all he has to do is mitare himself, meaning having a Hazash, Shlishin Shvi, get the Paradumah sprinkled on the 37th day, then he starts his Nazir's Bitara. That means that his hair that grew in the Beit HaKvarot is good hair. It's going to count towards his Nazirut. I mean, that's going to be hair that he has for his Nazirut, because he doesn't need a Tiklachas HaTumah.
Because he never started.
Right. I never started. But that's not true of Yimei Chaluto. Right, Yimei Chaluto, she'en tzaroi l'tiklach of Nazirut. No matter what, if he's a Mitzorah Mukhlat, his hair will never be good for Nazirut. Why? Because in order to get out of his Tzaraat, Bechaluto, he needs to do a Tiklach. He has to cut his hair, he has to shave his hair. So by definition, the hair he has then is not good towards his Nazirut. It will have to be cut off. So,
Nazirut.
Right, but it does, because of that, it's not ra'ui l'nizirut. It's not because of nizirut, but it's not ra'ui l'nizirut. But that's what we're talking about. Kaluto is different than nizirut. It has a chumrah in it. Shetzer to galachas, nizirut lo koshikei. Right? So certainly, nizirut koshikei, then it shouldn't be, certainly, it shouldn't count towards min aminyan. Vainly, Elo Yimei Chaluto. That is only, I only know about the days where he's a Mitzorah Mukhlat. that he's not owed any money. You may see Ro, right, the same days after the 7 days he has to wait, after he does his Diglakas HaTara, and to cut his hair again by a Torah. How do I know those don't owe him any money? But you know, we have a limud. May Kaluto Tikun Tiglakas. What's the concluding process of Kaluto? That is shaving his head. You may see Ro, so too the days in his camp, and the 7 days, what does he do again? He cuts his hair again, he shaves his head again. And after you may see fro, also those days of counting will not be in Olo Minaminyan. Yokol, after you may have Skirero, I would think also you may have Skirero have the same din as Kaluto. You may have Skirero in the beginning days, when we're not sure if he's in a Torah or not, and they put lock him up for 7 days or 14 days to determine if he's in Torah or not. I didn't obtain. I would think that the din should be the same. Why? Kalut, mitame mishkabu moshab, a mitzora that's mukhwat, that is definitively a mitzora, is mitame, a mishkab, ube moshab. Right? Those are types of tumah, where sitting or laying down has impact on the items that you lay down on or you sit down on, even if there are multiple items that are over there. And even when he's put away in Yemei Hezker, he has that same status of Tumah, of Yemei Mishkav U'Moshav. So therefore, since the Yemei Hezker looks like he does during his Yemei Chaluto, right, then it should be. And if he's Hezkero, ain't Olo Min HaMinyan. Just like his Yemei Chaluto do not count towards his Nizirut, so too his Yemei Hezkero, right, should not count towards his Nizirut. So Amarta, lo, him Amarta, no, what's the concluding process of Yimei Chaluto? He has to shave his head. Umei Karban, he's bringing Karban, right? Therefore, they don't count towards him. Tomar Bimei Hezkero, but he has Kero, Shane Timun Tiglachas, maybe Karban. If he's let go from his Mei Hezkero, he doesn't need a Tiglachan, he doesn't need a Karban. So Yimei Hezkero does not have that Chumra. The Fikach, Yalubin Amin, and therefore they won't count. Minikan Amru. So the conclusion is, Yimei Sifro, Vimei Gamro, for a mitzvah, like our Mishnah says, right? A mitzvah mukhlat, a definitive or a absolute mitzvah, plus a mitzvah that is coming through the process of tara, has the 7 days of Yemei Sifro, in olim neminyan, of a Yemei Azav, Ve'azava, Nezgirosh, and mitzvah, they do count towards him, towards his minyan. Now, that's the end of Ravashi's question. Now, why is this a question? Right? Why can't you just answer like we did before? Now what? We're talking about a Nazir new ethics. And you're right. You're right. When does Mitzorah Mukhlat not count? And when does Mitzorah of Yemei Sifro not count? That's when it's a Nazir new ethic, when he only has 30 days of a Nazirut. And that's when, what? That's when Rav Chisda agrees that there ain't olden lo min haminyan. Why do you have to say we're talking about a Nazirut merubah? So that's the question. So that's how the, now he's going to formulate the question. Ketani mihat, lo yim amar to be made tumash came of vatel et akodmin. When we're talking about Yemei Tumah, when he undermines them retroactively, the days when he wipes out, undermines the Nizirut, Tamar Yemei Chaluto, you'll say by Yemei Chaluto. But my, what's the case here? Yilei Yemei Nizirut Nu Etet. If you say that this whole Braisa here that we just brought down, right, is talking about a Nizirut Nu Etet, and it's not a question of Chisda, how are you going to explain what? How are you going to Gidul Seir? Right? Of course, you are undermining it. By Nazir Mu'etet, by Tuma, there's no question that you have to undermine it. Even if you have a pulse that teaches you by Yomim Arishon and Yipilu, you know that you need 30 days afterwards. Why? Because you need Gidul Seyar. You need 30 days to grow the hair out. So no matter what, you're going to have those 30 days. So Yomim Arishon and Yipilu by Tuma, Tiglachas HaTuma, is only not valid, but only meaningful when it's a Nizirut Mirubah. When it's a Nizirut Mirubah, then it means that you're undermining the days is effective or is meaningful because not only do you have Negidol Seyar, you have additional days that you're wiping out. Also, Elulab and Nizirut Mirubah, Mitani, and then it compares that to Yimei Chaluto, Shein Olo Min HaMinyan, when it's not Olo Min HaMinyan, Amalo Salkin Leit. So here we see that Yimei Chaluto did not count towards, even when it's Nizirut Mirubah, do not count towards your Nizirut, Shmamina, that's a question against the position of Rav Chisda. Alright, so that's the Gemara concludes with two questions, one from Rami Bar Chama and one from Rav Ashi, that challenge the position of Rav Chisda, that even when you have a Nizirut Mirubah, that Yimei Chaluto are in Olin Min HaMinyan, against the position of Rav Chisda, who believed that they were Olin Lo Min HaMinyan. Alright, new Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Elazar says the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Tum'ah Min HaMeit, Shnezir Megaleach Aleah, Chayavin Aleah Al Biat Mikdash. that anything that a Nazir would cut his hair for, meaning that he would have a tiglachas atumah, that tumah will create a problem for you entering the Mikdash. Anything that a Nazir is not Migdalecha, in Chayvin Alei will be a Mikdash. You're not chayav for entering the Mikdash with that. Amar Rabbi Meir, lo tezu kalam min hasheretz. Why should this be any worse than a sheretz? Why? Because a tumat sheretz, which is tumat erev, is
one that should be better.
Better than a sheretz. The sheretz is tumat erev, is a one day tumah, and nevertheless, we know, first of all, we know it doesn't affect the nazir, but we also know what? That you're not allowed to enter the mikdash with tumat erev. So that blocks you from entering the mikdash, even though it has no impact on a nazir. So Ramir says, so why does a nazir, she'ina migalech, that then and then it's blocked as a tumah, but still yet is tameh for 7 days, why should that be restricted? Why should that be any worse than better than a sheretz, right, that is blocking you from the Mikdash? This type of tumor should also block you from going into the Mikdash. Why should it relate to whether Nazir is Mikaleach or not? It should just relate to the level of tumah that you have. Too much sheretz is too much erev. One day tumah blocks you from the Mikdash, and certainly 7 day tumah, even though it doesn't affect the Nazir in the sense that he has to do tefillah for tumah, should block you from going into the Mikdash. So now, Rabbi Lezer, Mishum, Rabbi Shumar, Gomar Lo. Rabbi Lezer learned his din from Rabbi Yeshua. That's a question. Rabbi Lezer, Mishum, Rabbi Yeshua, Gomar Lo. Our mission says that Rabbi Lezer learned this in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Stam, which is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, right? Baha Mishum, Rabbi Yeshua ben Bar Mamel, Gomar Lo. Didn't he really learn it, his din, from Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamel? Why? The Tanya, we have a brace. I'm Rabbi Lezer, Shalachli La'ar Daskia. I went to this place called Daskia, Machati, Rabbi Yeshua ben Peter Rosh. Whenever his father's name was Peter Rosh, so Yosef Dan Lifnei Rabbi Meir was sitting and learning or drinking in front of Rabbi Meir. And he said, "Kol tumah min ameit she'nazir megalecha le'ach chayavin aleh mishum biat mikdash. Kol tumah min ameit she'in nazir megalecha le'in chayavin aleh mishum biat mikdash." Right, that's our Mishnah. That any tumah that a nazir is megalecha on it is a problem for biat mikdash. Any tumah which you're not megalecha le'ach isn't a problem for biat mikdash. Amar lo al teizu kalam isheretz. Right, so Rabbi Meir said back, like he says in our Mishnah, there should be no worse than too much sheretz. Amarati klumata bakib Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel. I said to him when I was over there, Rabbi Lez, don't you know the din of Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel, what Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel says? I'm like, hey, I do know what Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel says. Kakamali Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Kol tumah min ameit, she'nazir megalecha chayav aleh mishum biat mikdash, v'kol tumah min ameit, she'nazir megalecha le'inu chayav aleh mishum biat mikdash. Right, Rabbi Omer. So you see what? They learned this in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamel. So why in our Mishnah does Rabbi Lezer quote in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Stam, which is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, when he really learned it from Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamel, who had learned it from Rabbi Yeshua? So why is he quoted in the name of Rabbi Yeshua and not Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamel? Amro, Shmamina. So listen to this. Kol shmaitata demit amra bebeit palata. Any shmua that you get that is done in a shalshelet of three people. You have Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel, and then Rabbi Elezer. Right then, kadmai batray amina mitzay lo amina. We quote the first person, the last person to say the memra, and the first person to say the memra. So you have Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel, and then Rabbi Elezer. What is our Mishnah quote? Rabbi Elezer was called batray, and the kadmai, who is Rabbi Yeshua, they leave out Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel. You leave out the interim step of the Mesorah. You go to the origin of the Mesorah, and the person is actually giving you the Mesorah. And I have a proof to that. Amar Nachman Zira, Avanan Taminina. We learned this, right, in a Mishnah. Amar, so I'm just gonna, we'll go through this together in a second. Amar Nachum Halav Levar. Katmu Kublani Mi Rabbi Miyasho. I got this in the name of Miyasho. Shikibo Mi Abo. Right, got from his father, Kibo Ma'abo. Shekibo min HaZugot, they got it from the Zugot. The Zugot that we have now, we're doing Perkei Avos. The Zugot, or the Zugot mentioned in the guys that go back to the Nevi'im. Shekibo min HaNevi'im. Halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Oh, wait, so they skipped one step here. What? You skipped the Zekanim that came, or Yeshua and the Zekanim that came between Moshe and the Nevi'im. Meaning that he's listing the Mitzvah going backwards, and yet he leaves out a middle portion here. So Umar says, Halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Now, what do they quote? This is the problem. What do they quote here? They quote a Mishnah in Peah.
Which step of the Levi said about that?
Between Moshe and the Din Levi'im.
The Yeshua and his Kenim
are left out, which the Gemara is going to say in a second. I'm giving you the heads up that that's what's coming. All right, now, the Mishnah in Peah. They quote a Mishnah in Peah, which supposedly says this. Bezoreya, Shevet Bechardau, someone who plants Shevet, which is some sort of spice that has yellow flowers. And chardal and mustard, b'shnayim u'shlosha mikomot, in two or three different places. Shnotei and peah mikol echad v'echad. You have to give peah from each one. Right now, I'll read you the conclusion of the Gemara. B'yil Yeshua v'kalev lo kachashiv. Yeshua and Kalev are missing. Shma mina, that you leave out the interim people. That means that you get back to the origin of the source and from the end of the source. So all he did was he got his Mesorah back to the Nevi'im. Once he got it back to Nevi'im, he was secure enough, and then he went back to Moshe and skipped those interim steps. So therefore, when you're quoting something, right, so, which is interesting, say for instance... I assume so. That's what you have to say, right?
But we have interim steps here.
Yeah, so I was saying, that's what I was just saying, that you have to, he wanted to get back to the Nevi'im, which is the solid Mesorah, right? Mesorah. Like, he knows if he gets back to the Nevi'im, that he's reached a point where the Mesorah is solid, from our local the Moshe Mishinah. And then he goes from Nevi'im back straight to Moshe and leaves out the Zikanim and the Yeshua and his Canaan that he leaves out. So I think that he just wanted to get, that's a lot of times we say, we had that before, that they had a Mesorah from Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Right, what does that mean? A Mesorah from Chagai Zechariah Malachi. It means if I get back to Nevi'im, then I know I'm already going back to Allah HaMosh Mishina, that they have a clear Shoshelet down to Allah HaMosh Mishina. It's after the Nevi'im disappear that we start to have questions of how the Mesorah continues from that point. So as long as I get myself back to the Nevi'im, I feel I have a secure path back to Allah HaMosh Mishina.
What does Nevi'im have to do with Allah HaMosh Mishina?
That's a good question. So you have to...
It's Mesorah. It's a taught Mesorah. What do I have to say to the Nevi'im? You can say, I'm taking a Sagzola.
Right. But that, I agree with you. And that's a question. You have to leave with the Rambam has this issue, whether it's called Nevi Ubitino. It's not the Nevi himself. Because the Nevi himself is not... Right, uniquely empowered to give over Mesorah. And Mesorah has to do with his Beis Din and with the Klal Yisrael having a Mesorah, having a Torah Shebaal Peh that's passed down. But what I think, and I guess the feeling is that a Navi, right, who has communication with God, at least has a verifying ability that that there is a continuation, or there is a Allah called Moshe Mishinah that's here, that we find that there's some sort of extra veracity to their statements because they have that connection to God and they can ask Hashem, you know, they can communicate with Hashem about Chlokus at the point that the Nevi'im were around. The Chlokus only really develops after the Zman of Nevi'im. And that's when we see Zugot, that you have a Rosh Av and Beis Din, when you start having the Machlokus of Smicha and you start to have other Machlokus, only really develops after the point of the Nevi'im. Brout Shas, that the Gemara clearly tries to get Ezra and Beis Din, Chagas and Karmelachi, when you get back to Nevi'im already, they feel more secure about their Mesorah. Alright, and that might have to do with Machlokus develops later on, other issues that come up. I'm not saying that for Shemayim, that Nevi'im for some reason have a Mesorah because they just get it from Shemayim. But it seems to be that the Mesorah was more secure because of their leadership and their ability to have Nebuah. Alright, so now. Let's go. So now, the Mishnah. The Gemara here quoted a Mishnah from Peah. Right, the problem is that they quote the wrong Mishnah in Peah. I'll read you the Mishnah in Peah, and then I'll read you what they should have quoted in Peah, which seems to be there's a Gerson problem here in the Gemara. Mishnah in Peah, they quote is a Minamer Shadehu. Minamer is, what's a Namer? A Namer is a, right?
Leopard.
Which has spots, right? Spots on it. Someone is, right, who harvests his field in patches. Right, Shir Klachim Lachim, and he leaves, you know, areas where he has, good crops that are available. Those that he left over, he has to give payah. Each one becomes like an independent field that he's left over. He has to give payah for each one of them. Still one field, and when he starts to cut, it's called Tzilat Tzirah. That's the beginning of his harvesting process, and then he completes the harvesting process when he brings in the rest. He brings one payah on the whole thing. Omojim Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Akiva that it's called multiple, that each of these becomes multiple peyot when, this is the Mishnah that we quoted in our Gemara here, Zoreya Shevet or Chardal, which goes Shami Kamot. When you plant this Shevet or Chardal in three different places, why? Because it is normal to plant them in a goat, in patches. And they were grown in small patches. So if you cut the field and leave small patches, those are defined fields. And therefore, what? Shnotei Peyami Kolechavecha, that you bring Peyami on everything else. That's all that's found in this Mishnah. The Mishnah that they're looking for is actually a Mishnah that's in Perek Gimel of Peah. The Mishnah they're actually looking for is a Mishnah in Perek Gimel. And that Mishnah in Perek Gimel is, Hazareya Tzadeo Minachat, person who plants his field one type of grain or something. Even though he either harvests it, it depends here, my focus, how to explain the mission, whether either he harvests it in two time periods, or he harvests it in one, but he makes it into two different granot piles and services them and deals with them into another. Give one payout, because it's one field, it's one min. Zerah shnei minim. If you put two different types of, right, category, or two types of grains there, even if you either harvest them in one shot, or, according to the other mefarshim here, that he services, they deals with them in two different areas, the same shnei payot, you get two payot, so it goes after the min, right? If it's one min, one payout, two minim, it's two payot. Now, Zerah tzedeo shnei mini chitim. What happens if you have subspecies, right? Or you have subcategories. You have two types of wheat that you do. So it's all wheat, but one is white wheat and one is red wheat. Remember, there's two different types of wheat that you're going to plant. Then if either you harvest them in one shot, or if you service them in one shot, then you get one payout. If you do it in two shots, either two harvestings, or you do it in service them in different areas, then you get payout. So this idea of granos impacting on whether you get payout or not has to do with when you have a subspecies or a subcategory of a single min. That's what the Mishnah says. Listen to the next Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that our Gemara quoted. Maaseh, Shezara Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah Lifnei Rabbi Gamliel. Right, so that Zara Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, he did this. He planted two types of wheat, and then he went before Rabbi Gamliel. Ba'alu Lishkak HaZadiz HaGazit V'sha'alu. They went up to the Beis HaMikdash to find out what the din was. They didn't know what the din was. They went up to the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Nachum HaLaplar. This is the Gemara that we quoted here. This is the Mishnah. Mekubal Ani Mimrav Meyasha. I have a Misor from Yashu, Shekibel mi Abo, right, that got his Misor from Abo, right, that got his Misor Mekibel mi Zugot, that got his Misor from the Zugot, right, that Shekibel mi Nevi'im, that got from the Nevi'im, Allah Kalam Moshe Misinai. There's a Reyat Zadeo Shnei Minei Chetim, someone who plants a steel with two Minim, so the Gemara quoted this Mishnah from Perek Beis, and they're clear that they're quoting the wrong part of the Mishnah here, B'zareyat Shevet V'chardal. It should really be B'zareyat Tzadeh Shnei Minim Chitim. That's the conclusion of that Mishnah. So there's a Girsa problem. I don't know why this other Mishnah or others fell into the Girsa here, but it's the wrong Mishnah that they're quoting, and the real Mishnah is B'zareyat Tzadeh Shnei Minim Chitim. So a little limud in
Did which one of the Farish pointed that out?
The Rush changes the Girsa here, and I think the Tosos brings down a Girsa change, and the Mefarish brings down a Girsa. Every one of them brings the Girsa change here. Because right, it's just, you look up the Mishnah, it's not so complicated, right? Alright, why it fell into, why? Right, so it's strange that, real question is, how did they get the other Girsa? Like, why did the other Girsa show up here? Alright, so now, next Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Dante Lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. I was, learning before Rabbi Eliezer, and I said, Ma'im etzim kisura. But this goes back to our Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Akiva had the opinion that Revias Haddam is mitamei ba'ohel, which everybody, but not only is mitamei ohel, but it's also oger and nazir for nazirus. So here's his claim. This is the mission we said later on. I'm going to give you ma'im etzim kisura sheinu mitamei adam ba'ohel. Etzim kisura is mitamei b'maga u'b'masa and not ba'ohel. Nevertheless, a nazir migaleach almaga ogal masa'o. Then a nazir is oger the nazirus. I mean, it's a glass of tumah for etzim kisura. That's one of the items mentioned in our Mishnah. Revias adam tu mitamei adam. So first of all, Rabbi Akiva holds clearly that Revias Adam is Matame Ba'ohel. We also know Rabbi Akiva holds that you can have Revias Adam from Shnei Meitim. And the third thing we knew was that he says, what? That a Nazir is Megalech. Here's his limud. If Etzim Kisora, which is only Matame B'maga U'b'masa, okay, the Nazirut, then certainly a Revias Adam, which is Matame B'maga U'b'masa, U'b'ohel, should be okay, the Nazirut. Amarli Mazer Akiva. What are you talking about, Rabbi Akiva? Ain't that in Khan Mikalva Khomer? You can't learn a Kamba Khomer like this. Why? Shabbat to your Tati Dvarim Lisne Rabbi Yeshua. When I came in, said this over to Rabbi Yeshua, Amarli Yafet. Said you say Yafet Martha. Says you're saying nicely, meaning that you're giving a good limud, but Elokein Amru Halakha. It's Halakha the Moshe Mishinai, that's the din. So what does that mean? It's Halakha the Moshe Mishinai? So that's what the Gemara wants to know. Ibai Lahu. What is the Halakha the Moshe Mishinai? Is Halakha Mishinai etzim kisora halacha or revias adam kal v'chomer? that the din of etzem sora, that it's oker in the zirut, is the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And then Rabbi Sadam, you're trying to learn out from it, but kavachomer, and his answer to him is, ain't got a kavachomer halacha. Can't learn a kavachomer from halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. We don't apply logic. The halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, almost by definition, is something that is not a limud min haTorah, something that might defy logic in a sense, but it's a m'sora that overrides everything. So that's
all version of zeros and cusses.
Right. Very good. So that's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. It's a two-month of right. Zeros and cusses. You can't go and then down a logical argument on halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Oh, Dilma, you know, Revi Saddam Alokha. The fact that what Revi Saddam is Matame Ba'ohel, that is Alokha Lamosha Messina. Right? But Etzim Kisora Kalvachomer. And now we're trying to learn Balu. Etzim Kisora Alokha Lamosha Messina is Etzim Kisora that is Matame Ben Azir. That is Alokha Lamosha Messina. Revi Saddam Kalvachomer. We're trying to learn how to Revi Saddam from that with a Kalvachomer. Ain't that in Kalvachomer? Alokha. Oh, Dilma, Revi Saddam Alokha. The fact that Revi Saddam is Matame Ba'ohel is Alokha Lamosha Messina. Yes, it's Poshut, but what is the source for it? Source for it is a Alokha Lamosha Messina. Etzim Kisora Kalvachomer. Now we're trying to learn from Etzim Kisora Bakava Chomer, which is why Etzim Kisora is Netami Magul Matzah and is Oker in his Yerut. And so Via Zadam Ba'ohel, which is Netami Ba'ohel, should also be Oker in his Yerut from Etzim Kisora, because we have a Lachlan which we see that day. Via Zadam is Netami Ba'ohel. Bein Dani Kamba Chomer Mi Alocha. And you can't learn out of Kava Chomer from a Halacha. Again, because the Lachlan which we see tells us that Via Zadam is Netami Ba'ohel. So now you're trying to use that as a Kava Chomer. You can't, because it could defy logic. Tashma, so here's the answer. Etzim Kisora Alokha, like you're trying to suggest, right? That is the more simple way to learn the Gemara. The Gemara is that Etzim Kisora Alokha, the Etzim Kisora is Alokha Lamosh Messina, that it's Oker Nisirut, Revi Saddam Kamachomer. We're trying to learn out Revi Saddam Kamachomer and Dani Kamachomer Alokha. We can't learn out a Kamachomer from a Lokha. So the way the Rosh is learning that way, but the way you're learning with the question of the Lachlan Moshe Messina is about the Alkal Moshe made two revealed versus one revealed. It's all in Nazir. It's all in Nazir, the question of Lachlan Moshe Messina. That's not true of the that's not true of the Mefarish. And it's also no, the Tosos learns that way also. Tosos and the Rosh learn like you're saying, that it's Alkal Moshe made. Right, the Mishnah gives an assumption of Tumah is automatically known from there. Mefarish learns otherwise, which is that even the basic premise of Revi Saddam, that is Mitame Boel, where do you know that from? Because that's also from Alkal Moshe, right? Okay.